producer and the director, William Lewis. Join us, Camp FEMA. We're going to be going to your phone calls right now. In fact, who's up next here in my list? Matthew in Oregon? Matthew in Oregon, then Nelson, Anthony, Kurt, Scott, and others here on the air with the makers of Camp FEMA. If they can speak about any issue, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Matthew McDaniel, and I'm a human rights activist for the Akha people in Thailand. And currently, I'm riding a horse across the United States from Salem, Oregon, and I'm about 10 miles west of Weatherford near Dallas. And I'm just amazed when I go through these small towns in Texas, Post, Texas, Snyder, Texas, and Anson, Texas, and I asked the little old lady, I said, hey, what's that uniform you got on? And she says, oh, it's a prison uniform. I work at the prison. And I said, what, you got a prison here? You go, yeah, it's just outside of town. I said, well, what do you think of that? She said, well, it's good for jobs. And I wonder if, like, you know, they're using these small falling apart communities for putting prisons in and nobody can see them.
And it's not going to get better. It's getting worse. And that's why they're passing laws. Go to jail for selling eggs. Go to jail for garage sales. Go to jail for babysitting neighbors' kids. They're making everything criminal and then telling neighbors to spy on neighbors because they've admitted the new economy is going to be in prison or managing the prison.
Well, did you see the article that said they're going to start fining bloggers if they put misinformation on their blog site?
Yes, I forgot to cover that. Government agency is going to fine you. It's going to decide what's true and what isn't. And absolutely, in the State Department, yes, they, and they're going to have a message that pops up saying your site's not accurate. I mean, if you say that Iraq didn't have WMDs, they're going to say you're evil and fine you because everybody knows they had nukes.
You have on your website one of my videos from with the Akha people in northern Thailand.
Hold on. When you mention those people, yeah, they come and force them tetanus shot after tetanus shot till they have the miscarriage. So you're the guy that shot those videos.
Right, that's me. And
good
I documented
job.
Women who said I was forced to have 3 tetanus toxoid vaccinations during one pregnancy. And when I was 9 months pregnant, I got the vaccination, and the same day the baby stopped moving, and the baby came out about 8 hours later.
And
I documented
woman,
that over
and
over.
UN, and the UN has been caught. The UN has been caught sterilizing people through the shots. Yeah, you're only supposed to get one tetanus shot every 7 years. They give the women 3 special ones. But they found that tetanus is good to bind the female hormone to cause the miscarriage. That's what the UN's been. So they're murdering babies, which is what this calls for, forced abortion, White House science czar. And you're the guy. I'd like to have you on as a guest.
Well, it's the thing is, they're focusing it on the minorities like the Akha Hill Tribe. And we have all these videos on Akha.org. But they're focusing on the Hill Tribe because, you know, I'd ask the nurses, you know, wait, you have a tetanus shot every 7 years. Why are you making the women come in for 3 shots during each pregnancy? And they're telling the women, if you don't, then there's no ID card for your baby.
That's right. No welfare, no money. Yeah, they use the welfare to get to kill them, yeah.
And so what we're doing now is we're doing a national protest march about the human rights conditions of the Akhas. By going across the U.S. by horseback. My wife, she's Akha, and we got 5 little kids in a bus that says Ride for Freedom. And, you know, the other thing we got a big problem with is all these American missionaries going to northern Thailand and taking away Akha kids and telling their churches that they're orphans if you want to see a big fraud in action.
Well, child kidnapping is what America does. We kidnap our own kids. We kidnap everybody else's kids. Hell, they're lucky they just don't go to Iraq and just murder everybody. I mean, that's what we do. We poison our own people, we murder everybody, and we make TV ads celebrating ourselves, saying how good we are. Sir, I'm going to put you on hold. Give me your name and info. I recognize your voice from the videos. Great job you're doing. We should have you on sometime from a landline about what's going on there. We're going to come back with Gary Franchi and William Lewis of Camp FEMA, continue talking about their film, Camp FEMA, American Lockdown, available at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're continuing taking your phone calls with Gary Franchi and, of course, the director of the film, William Lewis Camp, FEMA. Guys, shifting gears, they have all these different excuses to set up a police state. Shadowy men want to kill you overseas. We got to set up Homeland Security. Then we get the documents, Homeland Security set up for the American people, Brigade Homeland. You cover all that in Camp FEMA. Now they're saying, oh, yes, we want to forcibly inoculate you. They're admitting the first 10 million people are going to get a nasal spray of a live virus that spreads it. That's mainstream news. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier and crazier by the minute.
Alex, you know, I just got an email here from one of your listeners, and he says that he was one of the early birds who pre-ordered Camp FEMA, considering that this kind of subject matter can be difficult to present in a way that can be digested by ordinary people. He thought that it would be another movie that could not only show, he could only show to a small percentage of his friends. But he says, after watching Camp FEMA, he says, I'd like to give you both the very highest acknowledgement for making a truly great film. Your presentation is methodical, easy to follow. The historical perspective is well-researched and extremely valuable in understanding how government has come to where it currently is. The facts are solid and irrefutable. I feel you have made a brilliant film. Talking with normal Americans about FEMA camps is a difficult thing. However, you presented it in a way here that people will understand. Thank you so much. I hope to be going and getting more copies soon to show to friends.
Well, you know, that's what I made the Obama deception to do, is to shatter the left-right paradigm, to show people how both parties are controlled. And you do this in a matter of fact, like mainline television. Here's the history of FEMA. Here's Congress. Here's what they're doing. They admit the camps, because they admit it out of one side of their mouth, but in a good light, and then deny it when we say we don't want camps. And so you really expose that. Continue.
It's not an easy topic to cover. William, go ahead.
I just wanted to point out that, you know, we break the film down into FEMA's three basic prime directives. Their directive number one is national emergency recovery, like tornadoes, floods, earthquakes. We go in and take a look at how they've done at those jobs in the past and give them a grade. And then we go in and look at their other directive, which is continuity of government, protecting the country from terrorism and nuclear attacks and things of that nature that they've been doing for 30-some-odd years now. How they've done on that. And then finally, Directive 3, which is a good portion of the documentary, this one is combating perceived threats to the existing social and political order. And, you know, we didn't just make that up. We didn't just pull that out of a hat. That phrase, the existing social and political order and the threat that they perceive to it, is listed throughout the documentation that we found in Senate Select Committee hearings, FBI documentation, and this mimics what we see in the Department of Homeland Security report and the MIAC reports. So this is nothing new. It's just laid out in a way where people can, for the first time, put those puzzle pieces together in a way that makes sense.
So what do we do about the FEMA camps? I mean, they're just building this whole infrastructure, turning our whole society into a prison. It's all admitted, but they're still in denial.
We have to resist it every corner. We have to resist it every corner, critical mass, spreading information. Alex, it's about waking up the people. That's the bottom line. You know, without an informed populace, you know, and without winning the court of public opinion, we're going to lose this battle. You know, I commend you, Alex, for the work you're doing, for the films you're putting out, for the message you're hitting home to people. You know, it's a collective effort across a spectrum of the movement, you know, to wake up the American people, to get us organized, to get us activated, and taking back this country. That's what we got to do.
Well, all I know is it's clear that we have a criminal establishment in control setting up a scientific dictatorship, and things are only going to get worse until people say no. You know, the biggest issue is the worship of police, the worship of surveillance in the media, as if these are the modern heroes, greater than Michael Jordan, greater than John Wayne. I mean, it's really sick. It's predatory. There's all these reports of police robbing people all over the country, don't even get in trouble. I know they're good police, but they're mainly used as the cover by the corrupt system itself to continue operating.
Well, you know, up in Canada, there was a friend of mine who uncovered a drug smuggling operation by the Ontario police named Scott Loper. You know, they threw him into a prison. They tortured him for 4 years and never provided him access to the embassy or the State Department. Violated international treaty. So, I mean, the corruption is worldwide, Alex, and you know this. It's sick.
Continue along that line.
Well, like, okay, you know, Scott was a police officer. He investigated criminal activities in New Jersey, moved up to Canada, discovered this drug smuggling operation. His family was taken away from him, trumped up charges. His child was abducted. They still don't know where the kid is. And now he's fighting the State Department to get justice. The State Department's denying him. I mean, all the documents are there. Check it out at scottloperstory.com. It's a horrible thing. You know, and just one man trying to get justice, trying to expose corruption.
Well, when the history's written on all this, for better or worse, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. People are going to wish they'd done more. I mean, when they're openly announcing no free speech in America and they won't issue permits, first they say you got to have a permit that turns a right into a privilege. Then they start not issuing the permits, just like they did with gun permits in New York City. I mean, this is hardcore tyranny. This is communist China.
Well, it is, Alex, and it's up to the people. know, to stand up to this tyranny. I, you know, when I look at my children or my grandchildren in the future, I want to say that I fought for freedom, that I fought for America, that I fought so that they could be raised and live in a world, live in an America where freedom is not a slogan, it's not a catchphrase, but it's an actual reality that we can embrace. And that's what I fight for every day, Alex. That's why we put out these films, magazines, websites, webinars, whatever it may be, to push the message forward, to organize the people. Because I'm not going to sit back and say I did nothing. I'm going to fight for this country, Alex.
Let's take some calls here. Let's go ahead and take a call from Nelson in California. Nelson, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? This is my third time calling. I'm from We Are Change LA. I was calling to in regards to a previous caller who was talking about the new Michael Moore movie. I actually went and saw it, and it was pretty bad, but really bad. But I made a spoof poster, and I sent it to you through your advertising link. I don't know if you got it, but I made a spoof where I changed Michael Moore into you heckling Adam with your bullhorn. And the other thing I connected was that Michael Moore's talent agent is Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ari Emanuel. I don't know if you're aware of that. Were you?
Yes, but I mean, I'm not defending Michael Moore because he's anti-Second Amendment. He's saying corporate system, the capitalism did this. This is just corporate robbery that did this. His answer of communism is what the elites want. They take our wealth and give it to themselves. But he's one of the biggest agents in Hollywood. And so, yeah, you're going to have people like that involved. Yes, I have seen that in the news. And, yes, he's got a whole agenda pushing government health care, seizing 20% of what's left of the market. Of course, the insurance companies are corrupt, too, because they've used government regulation to allow that corruption. Before government got involved 50 years ago, we were the apple of the world's eye. So we need less government, not more government. And you've got Rahm Emanuel's other brother is advising the White House on the death panels and openly gives speeches about, you know, the case for getting rid of Granny. And so, yeah, it's pretty creepy. I appreciate your call. There's all these interconnections in this whole power structure, isn't there, Gary Franchi and Mr. Lewis?
Oh, without question. And, you know, in the mainstream media, it's where it's so frightening. I just got a report that Camp FEMA was hand-delivered to Glenn Beck at a recent book signing. You know, and there is a special segment on Glenn Beck, as you know, Alex, in the film. So we anticipate something coming out of Glenn Beck if he even decides to watch the film. But when the film was handed to him, he was told that the film was made in response to his message. So should be interesting to see what the
You know what's sad
was.
About Glenn Beck? You know, Muse are fans of the show. The lead singer, main songwriter is Mr. Bellamy. He's been on the show. And we've inspired their work. It's like we've inspired Megadeth and a lot of other groups, but the issue is that Beck came out last week and endorsed it and said he loved the message, and they said, remove your endorsement. You're an establishment lackey trying to co-opt our movement. So the good news is anybody with half a brain knows that Beck's a phony. He does a lot of good work, but he only does that to get you under his control so he can then deny key issues. Remember, when Ron Paul had a chance of winning, it was Glenn Beck sunking. More than anybody. And now that Ron Paul can't become president right now, he loves him. He is a Judas Iscariot. He is a Benedict Arnold. Well, gentlemen, I want to commend you on the film, Camp FEMA, available at InfoWars.com. Hope everybody gets it. Shows their friends and family. You can also call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. While you're calling, you can also order Fall of the Republic that ships in... what are we talking about? 15 days here or earlier. Comes out October 21st, 888-253-3139. I want to thank both of you for the great job you've done, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, Gary Franchi and William Lewis. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with financial news, more flu news, and your phone calls.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Well, I want to continue with your phone calls.
Ira Hayes.
More and more, I'm sitting there listening to our last guest. And I'm thinking, why are we having to even fight FEMA camps? Why are we even having to fight mercenaries? Why are we even having to deal with face scanning cameras and AP headlines? National police chiefs call for neighbors to spy on neighbors. And then I'm in Billings, Montana, and the third floor elevator opens, and it's police and Homeland Security banners with hundreds of Girl Scouts. And I step out of the elevator dazed. I mean, you know, it's so insane. It's so evil. And these crazy cops and crazy spies and crazy un-American people will go, we're stopping drugs, we're stopping terrorists. When you stage the terror in almost every case, when you ship the drugs in, it's all on record. I mean, give me a break. Leave me alone. I already don't go downtown Austin hardly ever to eat, even though they got good restaurants down there, because I don't want to be around the thug downtown cops. What am I going to do when they say now they take blood randomly at checkpoints? They're announcing in Canada and England they're going to randomly take breathalyzers and blood. Randomly. What do I do when the cop goes, I'm going to stick a needle in your arm, boy? I mean, it's just they keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And they work for offshore banks that are openly killing the dollar, that have openly doubled the credit card rates to 30%. Who are openly setting up world government and are going to tax carbon dioxide. We've been tracking gold today. It's broke the all-time record by over $10, of over $1,041 today. $1,041 today. I haven't looked at it in the last hour. I wanted to briefly have Ted Anderson come in. Midas Resources, 30 years in the gold and silver business. Ted's had Midas for 12. Ted, what is going on right now?
Well, I'm watching the market just like you are, Alex. I mean, the market right now is sitting at 1,040 and change. Sellers have tried to bring the prices down into the 1,030 range, but it keeps bouncing right back up again. This all started in the middle of the night while we were sleeping. The Arab countries decided to join on with UN thing to bring down the United States dollar and go to a basket of currencies. And since then, the dollar has just been plummeting and gold has been going up. And we've seen a high of 1,044 now today, and it's been very strong. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm really happy to see that there's a lot of people taking advantage of the offers we have right now. I mean, people are finally coming to their senses. I hate to have to motivate people by fear because they should be using their head. But, you know, here's the thing. Here's the news story. The United States dollar is in trouble. And there's nothing really that we can do about it because we've gone so far into debt that we rely on foreign nations in order to finance our economy. And now we're watching the dollar fall in value because the foreigners that have been financing this for us are deciding they don't want to have any more of it. They want to sell the debt that they already have, the stuff, the loans that they've already given us, which means the dollar falls. I mean, that's just simply it, man. If you're sitting in the bank, if you have money in the stock market, if you're looking at anything that has to do with U.S. currency, man, I would just, all I can say is you better take a real serious look at what you have, because before this is done, we could be like Argentina, where you're sitting at 40% of your value of what you had just a year ago. They were a nation superpower back in the day, and then all of a sudden they went into this deficit spiral, and now their currency is almost worthless. You know, and that's what the United States is doing. It's just identical. I mean, that's not the only country. I mean, look what Mexico did, Argentina, Brazil. There's Venezuela. There's countries in Africa, obviously. I mean, the world doesn't want the United States dollar anymore. They don't want to be dominated by the United States anymore. They'd like to get away from that. And unfortunately, us here as citizens who have our assets tied up in U.S. dollar are going to take the hit.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Ted. Where is gold right now?
Well, right now gold is at 1,040 and change. I looked at it just before I walked in. It was like 1,040 and 40 cents. I can tell you right now, Alex, the stuff that I've accumulated here at that 940, the 988 to 940 level is going to be gone. And you know what? My prices, I'm looking at the wholesale prices to me right now. I have to pay a tremendous amount more for the same stuff. You know, I can't say it enough. I really want people to get into gold and silver. It is a big enough train wreck for everybody in the entire nation to recognize that it's coming now. Don't mess around with your future. This is it. We have the handwriting on the wall. I don't know how to make that.
Absolutely. Let me give them the number. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted's running this deal up until 3 o'clock today, I guess, when the show ends. 800-686-2237. Do not procrastinate, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, we'll talk to Ted on the other side if he can hold it a little bit longer. We'll find out together.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best M.
Is our guest. We're going to go to your phone calls. Anthony, Kurt, Scott, Shelley, Laura, and others here in just a moment. Also, this morning, I've always meant to bring in some of my pen and ink work, some of the acrylics I've done, some of the oil paintings I've painted, because really, that's what I'm into. I mean, I'm into deep-sea fishing, deep-sea diving. I'm into camping. People always ask what I do, what I like. And when I talk about it's a weight to have to come in here and fight the New World Order, I've got other things I want to do. I mean, I would just rather sit out at a farmhouse somewhere and oil paint and hike and grow gardens and hang out with my children and, quite frankly, you know, write poetry, things like that. I mean, I don't like having to fight the New World Order all day. I don't like having to come in here, and I don't relish this. This is about survival. This is about standing up for human liberty so that we can all lead our lives the way we see fit. But I painted a lot until I hit about 25, and I was so busy by then with the radio and TV shows that I've been doing for 3-4 years by then that I quit painting, except for oil painting every once in a while, a little bit of watercolor. But here's one I did. I was looking online at Japanese pen and inks. This is like a 400-year-old one. It's my own painting. I mean, it's a lot different than that one. It's not even really. It's kind of after that piece. I forget the name of the piece. This morning I thought, why not bring a few of my smaller paintings? This is my own style here. I can certainly paint with the palette with a thin oil and a veneer and do even more. We have a shot from over there. Do even more detailed work. But this is really the style that I developed. It's a thick paint. Almost three-dimensional. Well, not almost. It is three-dimensional. And so that's a rough seas with a squall, stormy skies. And I really like this little painting I did. And then here's another one. I took this photo when I quit painting, right around the time I quit painting when I was about 24, 25, of some sunflowers. My parents live on 3.5 acres in town, and they had a big sunflower grove. And I cut a bunch of sunflowers and some other wildflowers and stuck them in a green vase and took a photo on my parents' table and meant to paint it. And then that's why I started painting again about a year ago. I was digging through stuff and found this old photo. So this was the first painting I did after. You can call it whatever style you want, but there are the oil paintings of Alex Jones. In fact, I'll give you a better shot over there so people can really look at it. But I wanted to show people that little glimpse into my mind, what I'm into, for people that are interested. Because, you know, I'd rather be admiring mountain vistas. I'd rather be rock hunting. I'm a rock hound. My son and my older daughter are both rock pups, as they call them. You know, I mean, I want to go exploring. I want to do things. It's not some macho thing to go face down stormtrooper police or mercenaries or sneak into Bohemian Grove. I mean, I'm really sick of it all, man. I'm not complaining either. I'm just saying that there's a lot more to me than, I mean, I try to get up here and be calm on the air. I'm mad about this stuff. And I always paint a little painting on the back, just some mindless doodle quickly. There's one there. There's a painting on the back of here. Sign the back all insanely. But I am going to try to do more of this. Okay, I just wanted to bring that up here. I two smaller paintings I did. Going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, again, you said that you're about to run out of the gold and silver you bought at the 990 level in the market. Explain to people those coins. You say you're going to hold it till midnight now, even if you lose money. That's your rodeo. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Tell folks about the coins you've got at that price right now.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the franc right now is at 233. For those of you who are listening, when gold was at 945, I was offering them at 236. So they're actually lower than they were back at that time. The British sovereign currently at 288. They were 291. The Walking Liberty halves, I've been holding that price at 869 for a long time just because I was able to buy a real big position. All I can say is that people are finally waking up. We're getting a lot of phone calls. People are buying a lot of gold, and I don't want to stop that. I mean, people need to have gold right now. It's like one of the few things that they can put their hands on into their possession and actually expect the fact that it'll hold value for years to come. And the dollar isn't going to do that for you anymore. Unfortunately, it's sad. Alex, there's a soft side of you. I didn't know you painted. I think that's just great.
I know. I don't get it. I told guys around the office I brought some paintings in, and I got the sissy comment. There's nothing sissy about having images in your mind of beauty. It's like I admire a beautiful woman. I tried to catch that photo of a dark house in the middle of the day, my parents' living room table. It's kind of a dark room when the shades aren't up, and it was on a wooden table, and the camera had a flash on it, so it illuminated, and that's kind of my surreal or impressionistic. This is more impressionistic representation. It's impressionist more than anything, but it's a little bit of surreal at the same time of that. 11, 12 years ago. And so I think it's interesting. I think, and of course, the studies show it's good for your brain, too. But, yeah, Ted, You've been in my house. Those oil paintings you see on the walls, I painted most of them.
I didn't realize that. I didn't know they were your work. I mean, those were just awesome. I mean, every now and then you find something out about somebody, and you just go, oh, my God, I didn't realize that. And here I've been to your house. We had a really great time at that Willie Nelson concert out in the – it was the concert in the – what do they call it? The park or whatever they and to meet your family and, you know, just to know more. I mean, it's you know, sometimes you have a picture in your mind, and, yeah, I think that's just great. Getting back to the gold, Alex, all I can say is that I know unless if gold drops down in the $900 level again, and I don't think it's going to – I'm not going to be able to come up with these prices anymore. The prices are going to go up. I can't hold. I'm not a miracle worker here, but I will take any deal up to midnight at these prices. And I would suggest that you get a move on it if you're thinking about it at all, because this is the time to be doing it. I mean, they're just, when you see the United Nations and these major countries, I mean, these are the countries that finance the United States. We quite literally had the prosperity we had here in the United States between the year 1980 and the year 2006 about, because of the fact that they were able to lend us their prosperity and we didn't have to suffer the consequences of inflating a currency. But now we're sitting here with even a much greater need for money to be lent to us, a much larger volume of more ferocious appetite for debt, because we're solving all of our problems. We're not going to go into a healthcare thing. The carbon taxes. I mean, this whole thing is just getting way out of hand. And the foreigners are saying, "Nope, sorry, we're no longer going to be your creditor. We're cutting you off." And that leaves the United States government to sell its U.S. government securities to the Federal Reserve System. It's called the open market operation, in case you don't know that. And all it means is that they're turning on the printing press and they're solving all their financial troubles with that. And, you know, I'm not kidding you when I say Argentina, Brazil, Mexico. I mean, you think that all third world nations, they can't be the same. Well, guess what? The only difference between them and the United States is that the United States had some credibility for years that was carried on from a gold standard in 1971 and earlier. And now we're at the end of the rope. This is it. The game is over. People are realizing it. My phones are ringing. Thank God. People are getting out of paper. They're going into gold. I just can't think of a better thing to do for people than that. And I just need to say it, Alex. People need to do it. It isn't a question of as to whether or not I think I should buy some gold and silver and how much and yada, yada, yada. Hey, keep as much as you want in paper currency. Just expect the fact that you're going to buy an awful lot less with that in a very short period of time. I don't mean to predict the future, but that's just where we're going.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. And again, your purchase also makes this radio show possible. Can't beat these deals. It goes till midnight tonight, Central Standard Time. Thank you so much, Dan Anderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Good to have you here with us. All right, I said I was going to take some calls. I'm really upset about what's happening with the dollar. I'm upset about the flu, that it's live flu virus they're putting in the nasal spray, and they admit it's spreading it. How dumb do they think we are? They spread it in front of everyone as the cure, and then it'll be a big pandemic. I mean, these people they're bold. Con artists are bold. These aren't just con artists. These are eugenicists, control freaks that want to ruin our lives. They're predators. And at a very base level, I get threatened by people that attack me. People that attack me mentally, financially, liberty-wise, governmental. I mean, I can't help it. Somebody messes with me, I immediately start disliking them. I immediately start thinking about them. I immediately start thinking about ways to get my hands around their throat. And, you know, I try to not be like that, but I mean, you know, I'm sick of your crap, government, and all the corrupt scum that surrounds you. I've been trying to be calm all day. I am pissed. I just can't handle it anymore, man. I'm sick of it. I want government off my back. I want all the corrupt scum that's lazy and stupid. So you go join government to suck off of us, to get out of my life. I don't belong to you. And I'm sick of ill-informed morons trying to tell me how things work or tell me what's going on and how Obama's good or Bush is good or some jackass Democratic operative trying to mess with me right now that I'm going to have to stomp flattered to pancake legally. I mean, I just get sick of all the crud that goes on around here behind the scenes and all the stupid scum that thinks that don't understand that I'm on their team, that I want them to do well, that I know they're under eugenics, that they just buy into the fake paradigm and they run with it. And they have no connection to reality. All you stupid Obama supporters, all you stupid Bush supporters, they're all owned by the same people. And I know our audience knows that, but I'm talking to the new idiots tuning in. Listen, it's fundamental. What is so hard to explain to you? It's fundamental they're killing the dollar, printing tens of trillions of it. It's fundamental it's going to plunge in value. It's fundamental gold's going to go up. It's fundamental. It isn't hard to figure out. Who's up next here? Anthony in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Anthony.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm not doing too good.
God bless you for the job you do.
Well, I mean, but why? I've got to fight these people. I mean, I would be a moron. I would not have the instinct of self-preservation if I didn't fight these people.
Well, of course. But God bless you anyway. And I'm a stockbroker from New York, and I couldn't agree with you and Ted more about gold. And Peter Schiff inspired, I couldn't agree with him more about the foreign stocks. And if you look at the way the Swiss franc behaved during some of the bulk of the crisis with us last March, it shot up because they have commodity-based currency.
Yeah.
And I was at one of these town hall meetings last night with Steve Israel. And let me just tell you, this thing was totally rigged. And I was able to break through the rigging. I was standing right in front of them. And they had my question come through. But the League of Women Voters had to ask the questions for us. They wouldn't let us ask.
They're total operatives, yeah.
But they call your name, and you stand up, and then they ask the question for you. So I stood up, and he has his cronies with him. He has his lawyer and a doctor and some other crony answering half the questions for him. So the lawyer goes to answer my question, and I stood up, and I shouted right in his face, and I said, I want you to answer. And some people in the crowd told me to sit down, and I said, no, I want him to answer. And the local paper, Newsday, took my picture. I'm in the paper. I'm on the Newsday.com website, and I want to run up against this guy as an independent.
And of course, he's pushing the government takeover of health care?
Yes, yes. And I want to run against him as an independent. I think I could do it, and I think we need guys like me and Peter Schiff in there that understand if we don't get our financial house in order, all the rest of the debate and all the rest of the issues, there's nothing left if there's no currency. And we all know that saying, control a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws.
Good points, my friend. I appreciate you calling, Anthony from New York. Good to hear from you. Kurt in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, sir. I've heard you talk some time about the tracking cars to tax them for the miles that they drive.
Yes.
About 2 weeks ago, I tried to apply for insurance with a certain company here, and after we talked about the policy on the car, the fellow said, we have a new program. Said, do you drive your car very much? And I said, no, I don't. Just back to the store and back. I'm retired. And he said, well, we have a new program. If we can put this little device in the car that will tell us where you're going and how many miles you traveled during the day, we can offer you a 10% discount.
Yeah, is it Progressive?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, see, they lied to you. They're getting money, thousands of dollars, depending on the federal study, to put a satellite by the mile tracker in your car to test it. Texas is the main testing ground. Do you happen to be in Austin or surrounding areas?
No, West Texas, Abilene.
But you didn't mention Progressive to me, right?
You did.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure because I'm... No, Progressive's the one doing that. Some others are doing it, and they admit in the federal program they're getting ready to tax us by the mile. In fact, you can Google Austin test by the mile tax. And they're going to keep the oil tax, too. Oil tax revenues are at all-time highs, but they lie and say they're not. And they're going to. But Progressive already jacks in to what all new cars have had for at least a decade. They already have an onboard computer that tracks how fast you're driving, what happens. The cops use it to set you up. You know, if you roll your car now and aren't even drinking, they'll go ahead and take your kids and put you in prisons, you know, because they got to fill these prisons. And so Progressive's a very, very wicked company. And very, very New World Order, just like Microsoft and IBM. And so I would just get away from Progressive. They're trying to make the whole industry shift where you've got to have government health care, $5,000, $3,000 to $5,000 a year fines. You're going to have expanded auto coverage. You're going to have other coverage. And then this is the nanny state where, oh, well, if you accept a chip or a tracker bracelet, oh, then, oh, or if you accept us, you know, well, you get a discount. So they make the economy so bad that you have to accept all this so they socially control you through the insurance. But, yeah, no, Progressive is just a real dirtbag group.
I don't know if it was really true or not, but a friend of mine said up at the Dallas Fair this year, they were putting a bracelet on the children when they came in.
Yeah, they do that at Disney World, face scan, hand scan. Same thing at SeaWorld, all slave grid training admitted, the cashless society control grid, the entire country, one giant prison.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel when used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat. You will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
About a few of the sponsors that made today's show possible as well. They're great sponsors, and they, again, fund everything we're doing here. ArcolaBlue.com, the atmospheric water generator, your home or office grabs up to 7.5 gallons of water out of the air a day. Looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on the top. Totally pure, goes through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon, and is held in a stainless steel tank in the bottom. AcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, AcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. Also, Diginet.net, they got hidden sunglasses that have a great little digital chip that record video and audio, pins, the lowest prices, big seller, Diginet.net. Give them a call, 888-344-6681, 888-344-6681. Diginet.net, great for court, great to have with the police, great to have at work. You know, anytime, let's say you're a salesman or something going into dangerous neighborhoods, and a dog comes up and is about to bite you, you want to record it before you kick it in the head, or, you know, if you work in dangerous areas, whatever. The point is it's good to have this because people will say the dog did nothing to you. You know, that stuff works. Diginet.net, ladies and gentlemen. Let's jam in some calls quickly. Scott in the UK, then Shelley and Laura. Go ahead, Scott.
Hello, Alex. Well done. You're doing good. Just calling up about the whole gold and dollar issue that's just seemed to appear today. It's really made me wonder why is gold now such a thing to aim for, and why has the American dollar just been made to plummet? It just doesn't make any sense. And one thing with the American dollar being the world currency, does it actually matter what currency we're using as a world currency? Isn't the actual concept of using a currency corrupt in itself?
Well, that's a huge question and huge issue, and I don't claim to have all the answers. But gold is an intrinsic industrial metal used in thousands and thousands of different industries. Gold is the oldest form of money. It's finite. It's truly precious. It's scarce. Diamonds are artificially scarce. That's done by the De Beers and Oppenheimers and is a fraud. But gold and silver, you know, there's only so much of it. Just like there's only so much uranium or plutonium or you know, any of these metals or any of these.
You can always get gold back, can't you, in its form as gold.
Yeah, but I'm going to let you go because we're almost out of time. Thank you for the call. You can call me back tomorrow if you wish to discuss this more. The human population, 6.5 billion and growing. And so the gold is in a lot of things, but people don't strip the gold out of a microchip generally when it goes to the landfill. So if people want stocks and bonds or people want paper money over gold, get into it. It's just oil and other commodities like gold and things and timber and real estate, things that have some intrinsic value. They are going to have more value during inflation and during currency devaluations. So gold is up because the bankers have issued tens of trillions of U.S. currency to the world. And it's just backed up by nothing. And so people rightfully are suspicious of it. I'm sorry to Shelley and Laura. Call me back tomorrow to go to the head of the line. But gold is up. Not because gold is up, but because the dollar is being devalued by overprinting and overissuance. And what matters about a global currency is who controls the currency, because they can use it to destroy your nation. Read what Thomas Jefferson had to say, or Benjamin Franklin. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.